981 2NM, every Monday we talk television with the Oracle who's come down from the Mount to provide her wisdom across the Upper Hunter. How are you this morning, my love?
I am ready to do some TV review and also a little bit of quantum physics for everybody.
Oh, that's what we're looking forward to on a Monday. Today's theme, quantum entanglement. The first one is on Apple TV. Tell us about Shining Girls.
Before I do that, I have to explain the next couple of weeks. Quantum entanglement, look, there must be a course up there in the writer's room in LA or something. What it means is when two atoms or particles or whatever are connected and affect each other, even if they're very far away. There are so many TV shows of all different genres that somehow weirdly start talking about quantum entanglement. Yep. So,
okay,
get to the side. Starting with Shining Girls. So Shining Girls stars the absolutely shining Elizabeth Moss. If this show is under the radar, it has not got all of the press that it should. Obviously, Elizabeth Moss is Handmaid's Tale. She's, you know, that other one about Matt. Basically, she is the broken, damaged girl. That is her. That is her number one shtick.
She was in Mad Men. She although she started out in The West Wing. Always remember as the president's daughter in The West Wing.
She is just an incredible actress.
She
and
is.
Does pain like no one has ever seen.
She's used to it.
And
now.
You know. Yeah, she's got that Meryl Streep quality where you know who she is, but she still fills up that character.
Yes.
So you're not constantly distracted that she's this actor. You know, they kind of quantum entanglement. It exists together. So she is, I guess, both the victim and the protagonist in this. So she experienced a terrible attack and assault, and she works in a newspaper. And so the genre of this is girls or women being killed and assaulted by a serial killer. However, there's a time travel element to this. It's very clear who it is. I actually went and read the book. I enjoyed this show so much. Jamie Bell, who we all remember from his dancing days and a few other things, he's the villain.
Oh.
And he plays an amazing villain.
Okay.
Both of them are great. It's really good. It's so different. If you're happy to do one of those noir, serial killer, why are these girls getting killed, with a sort of sci-fi time travel twist, this is a really unique show that should get a little bit more coverage.
Well, they really do find some quality to go on Apple, although as yet I haven't subscribed. But there's a lot of reasons to do so, it would seem. Tell us a little bit about Night Sky on Prime.
A little bit is all you need about Nine Sky. The best reason to watch this show is because of the, and it's a sort of, a number of cast members, but it's Sissy Spacek and J.K. Simmons, who's been in a ton of stuff.
He's awesome. You know, yep.
Whiplash, et cetera. Exactly. They're married. And so the reason to watch this is to see these absolute gods of acting be in love and act like they've been married for 30 years. On top of this is this kind of weird sci-fi quantum entanglement with a few other actors and a few other things. Basically, they've got a portal to another planet in their backyard.
Of course they do. Right. Yeah.
Of course. But this is more about one of those sci-fis where it's a study on love, it's a study on grief. It's a study on, you know, like when you know someone so well for so long, you can really hurt them.
Yes.
With the smallest word, or you can protect them as well. So it's slow, but it is lovely to watch these two people make something out of nothing, basically.
I love the fact that J.K. Simmons is actually 6 years younger than Sissy Spacek. You don't see that very often in television or film for that matter, do you?
And he's super fit. In real life. So he's made himself this old doddery guy. And they do flashback scenes and they have Benjamin Button, Sissy Spacek, so she looks young again. So it's kind of fun.
Oh, right. Okay. All right. We'll definitely have to check that one out. That is Night Sky on Prime. And you definitely have to join us next Monday when the Oracle is here again. Thank you, my love.
See you then. But remember, quantum entanglement. You'll need it next week.